Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
First, we are bringing all available resources to bear to closely monitor the situation and to protect American citizens who may be in harm's way. Even as Japanese responders continue to do heroic work, we know that the damage to the nuclear reactors in Fukushima Daiichi plant poses a substantial risk to people who are nearby. That is why yesterday we called for an evacuation of American citizens who are within 50 miles of the plant. This decision was based upon a careful scientific evaluation and the guidelines that we would use to keep our citizens safe here in the United States or anywhere in the world.
There's President Obama with his comments on the number one item on this week's Talk Radio Review, the disaster and relief response for the country of Japan, in the country of Japan. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into this review of the topics in the countdown, the arena that focuses on what's in talk radio and talk television. This is the week review for Friday, March the 18th. Let's run down the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is a big publication in the talk radio industry. The monitor is on 40, 45 stations, pretty much the same as we do on a day-to-day basis all across the country. That's
number
10. Our list. Number 10, sports talk radio. What's going on in the NBA, the NHL? That's what's on the countdown first.
Number 9.
The NCAA Tournament March Madness.
Number 8.
The public union legislation discussion continues.
Number 7.
The hearings held in the House by Representative Peter King on the question of whether Islamics in America are terrorists.
Number 6.
The list of growing presidential hopefuls that are Republicans.
Number 5.
The rising prices of oil and petroleum products.
Number 4.
The battle over the federal budget.
Number 3.
What's going on in Libya?
Number 2.
Defunding NPR.
Number 1.
And as I said, the situation in Japan, that's what's number 1. In fact, there are so many different facets of the events in Japan. It would be almost you could have a top 10 countdown of what's happening just there this week. Here are radio host Bill LeMay and Dr. Michael Munger talked to one of their callers who didn't agree with the way the president has handled the disaster there.
Clay, welcome to the show.
Hey, I just wanted to call, and, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot the last week or so since it happened, and I know President Obama did come out a few days ago and, you know, mention his condolences and everything. However, I see it a little different than September the 11th. That was more of an act of war. And I know President Bush had to totally handle that in a different way than a national disaster like this. However, if I were the president, I would have come out immediately when this even began happening. And I would have made the whole country a national time of prayer to really be praying for the Japanese and what's going on in their families and really trying to get the American people together to start raising food and money to send over there to help these families. If I were the president, that's what I would have done.
Well, it's interesting. I don't know that we appreciated the extent of the disaster at first, and I don't know that the political base of President Obama would appreciate an appeal to prayer.
He was talking about the girl that was found. He couldn't bring himself to call it a miracle. So I don't know that he's the kind of guy who would invoke that kind of speech. Rightly or wrongly, I don't think he would do that.
Well, the thing is, if you read the Bible, unfortunately, we all know that these types of things are going to happen and we need to be prepared for them. Right now, we don't know what could happen today. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. We need to be ready to help everybody around the world and be praying for them during a time like this. And, you know, I believe it was just too late. He waited too long and hadn't done the right things. If I were the president, I would be back right when it happened, I would have gotten all the people in the country to start praying for those people and reaching out to help them.
800-510-8255. We're reviewing the big items, the latest on the crisis in Japan. Workers trying to douse an overheated nuclear complex with water to prevent a complete meltdown there. Trying high-pressure water cannons, fire trucks, helicopters that have dropped buckets of seawater on the reactors. Talk host Jim Scott here with a financial advisor named Casey Bolin, and they're talking about the ways to help the people of Japan.
So far, not a real big movement of Americans to send much money to Japan at this particular point. Not sure exactly why. The perception might be that it's a pretty wealthy country and they're pretty self-sufficient. But if you would like to consider a gift to the Japanese people, let's talk to Casey Bolin, financial advisor at Hengold Capital Management. What do we need to know, Casey?
Well, there are many ways to do it, and this really does bring the best out of people, because I think an enormous amount of people want to gift, are gifting, but unfortunately it brings out the worst of people as well, because there's a lot of people who are scammers out there trying to get their hands on your money.
Well, that's true. Protect us from the scammers, Casey. What do we watch out for?
Well, first of all, I would watch for unsolicited phone calls. So I would never give money to somebody over the phone. I think you'll get some type of email or unsolicited phone call potentially. You want to contact the charity yourself directly.
Okay.
And one of the best ways to contact them directly as well is do so by going to their actual website, not necessarily something you'll get in an email, because you may get something that appears to be a link.
Good point.
These scammers are pretty good at building websites that appear to look like a charity, but they're in fact ways to get their hands on your money.
Okay, now if it's a Red Cross or if it's Matthew 25 Ministries, I know they're okay, but what if it's something you haven't heard of? Where would you go to check it out?
Well, you might check with the Better Business Bureau. They have something what's called the Wise Giving Alliance. So if you go to bbb.org/charity,
okay,
you can find out more about the charity you're looking at, as well as there's an organization called charitynavigator.org.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
They're a great website as well, where you can understand, is this an established organization? Is this a good organization to give to?
And emphasize two more things again. Ignore the phone calls, and then don't open email attachments, right?
That's right, because those email attachments either may have a link to a company that is not, in fact, a charity, or it might be a virus as well. But another way people are trying to contact or raise money is you might see pleas for donations on Facebook, other social media websites.
Right.
Again, it may be legitimate, but either use those two websites to seek them out or go directly to the charity itself if you know it's a good organization.
It is pretty interesting that Americans have just really not responded much at all, as suggested there in that interview, to helping the Japanese for all kinds of reasons, apparently. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Follow us on Facebook. In a moment, Rod Blagojevich on the tsunami, and we continue reviewing number one before we move on into some of the other areas of import here on our countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. from America to Asia. Eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the Incredible Edible Egg.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Hosting a Chicago radio show now, former Governor Rod Blagojevich said about his corruption scandal, and I quote, "Lawmakers wanted to throw me out of office long before I had my tsunami happen to me."
That's worse than Gilbert Gottfried's remarks in terms of bad timing, I think. I mean, it's like it's still...
To use that phrase, I think, you know, when you're talking about waves 15, 20 feet going at 100 miles an hour, wiping folks away, to use it for your legal woes,
it's disastrous.
Well, Rod Blagojevich does do a radio program in Chicago, and he did joke about the tsunami. And one wonders, after listening to the ladies from The View there, whether or not we are really over the top when it comes to being politically correct. More or less the same kind of stuff that faced Gilbert Gottfried earlier this week. More of the discussion, the situation in Japan. Here is Bill O'Reilly talking about the news media's rush to panic over the situation in Japan.
Japanese authorities continue to test the air and the folks for radiation contamination. But forget about getting a clear picture as to that danger. We do know some radiation has leaked into the atmosphere, but officials are playing down the danger, even as they tell people living near the damaged nuclear reactors to stay inside. But again, there's no certainty here. However, that has not stopped the bloviating.
The events unfolding in the Japan incidents actually appeared to be more serious than Three Mile Island. To what extent, we don't really know now. And so as they're unfolding very rapidly on an hour-by-hour, day-by-day basis, and there are conflicting reports, and so we don't really know in detail what's happening.
I think what's happening in Japan raises questions about the costs and the risks associated with nuclear power, but we have to answer those. We get 20% of our energy right now in the United States from nuclear power. So we've got to really get serious about an energy policy that is going to meet our needs in the future.
Well, with all due respect to the Secretary of State, I think the country is serious about energy, but politics and science have not helped very much, have they? On the political front, Ron Paul weighed in.
Oh, I think a lot of it is overreaction. I remember when Three Mile Island occurred, and there was a lot of hysteria, and it turned out, you know, not too many people died at Three Mile Island. Chernobyl was very, very bad. We still don't know the results here, but I think it's overblown.
All right, now, for the record, no one died at Three Mile Island in the Chernobyl disaster. Approximately 31 people lost their lives because of direct radiation intrusion. Thousands of others are thought to have contracted cancer and died later on. Talking Points believes the Japanese authorities should plan for the worst, and pray it doesn't happen. Right now, workers are frantically trying to cool down the damaged reactors, and they may succeed in doing that. If they don't, the world's going to know. In the meantime, let's report the story methodically.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent.
You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Car insurance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You are listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Review of the Week as we go through items on the charts from this past week, March 14th to 18th. And we're focused here on the number one issue, the Japan situation. Here, radio host Jim Turner talks to another host named Neil Bortz about all the misinformation, all the fear that seems to be permeating the so-called news about what's happening in Japan.
What about, you know, all these nuclear bombs we set off out in Nevada back in the 50s and 60s? Well, what about all that radiation? Was there more radiation from those bombs, I would think, would be potentially coming out, even if this reactor goes into meltdown? We were probably exposed to a heck of a lot more back in those days.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Absolutely. I mean, what kind of radiation could reach the United States? A dental x-ray?
Yeah.
Maybe two?
Yeah.
And, you know, these people that are going out and buying all these iodine pills, okay, look, don't go to the dentist anymore. Don't get any more x-rays. Don't get any chest x-rays.
Yeah.
You know, everything's going to be just fine. You know, they talk about a meltdown. What are they worried about melting down right now? I'm going to give you a little quiz.
Okay.
Is it, what is, you know that all the water is drained out of something.
Yes.
What is it drained out of?
The reactor core.
No.
What?
No. The water did not all drain out of the reactor core. In the particular Fukushima plant where they had this water all drained out,
yes.
The reactor core isn't even active right now. It was shut down for maintenance before the earthquake ever hit. But there is a vessel next to the reactor which contains spent nuclear rods.
Aha!
Spent fuel rods. That's the one. That's what the water drained out of. Now, are we getting that from the media?
Not really, no.
Not really, no.
No. As a matter of fact, we're getting... Well, that's not just the media. I mean, a lot of this stuff is the fact that the Japanese government is maybe, not giving out enough information of what's really going on.
They're just about as transparent as the Obama administration. Now, and what if there is a core meltdown in the actual...
Exactly. That's the question. So what happens?
Well, basically what happens is because it will be necessary to vent steam, there will be radiation on the outside. What kind of radiation is that going to be? Some of those radioactive elements have a half-life of 8 seconds. Some of those radioactive elements have a half-life of days or weeks. But basically what will happen is the reactor will be destroyed. The containment vessel will not. They will sit around, trim their nails, do whatever they have to do until the meltdown is completed. Everything is cooled down. The fuel has gone back to a solidified state. And then they will face the cleanup problem of getting that fuel out of there and finding a place to dispose of it. They may just turn the place into a permanent sarcophagus.
Well, like they did at Chernobyl. You basically bury in concrete.
Right. But you see, do you think that most people know the basic difference between Chernobyl and Fukushima?
No.
The basic difference is Chernobyl didn't have a containment vessel.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, the Soviets, you know, what the hell did they care? We want some nuclear power. We'll put it out here in the middle of nowhere around a bunch of people. We don't care about that much anyway. And containment vessel, come on, we don't have that kind of money. And they built a shoestring operation.
All right, so there's Neil Bortz and the misinformation. There's a lot of it. There always is. The news media has people in it that because of the, whatever their own experiences, background, philosophies, love to whine and cry about this sort of thing. Not that it isn't bad. The engineers trying to restore power to this particular power plant to restart the pumps, and that's needed to keep the water flowing. All right, so that's number one. In a moment, we go to House action on defunding NPR as it becomes a punching bag. That's up next on the countdown.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Bob Whitster with Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief, the right sinus medicine for the real problem.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol.
Yeah.
Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Talk radio coast to coast.
800-510-8255 makes the connection here. We'll be taking some calls on your thoughts regarding this number two item, which is where we are right now. We've counted down and went to number one, the meltdown, the situation in Japan in general. Now, the House of Representatives has voted to defund NPR. That's number two. There have been past perceived slights by NPR, ideological objections, like the government ought not to be funding public radio and the chance to score some political points. Factors in the vote, it was 228 to 192 on the bill to prohibit local stations from using your tax dollars to buy programming from NPR. So that doesn't mean that NPR is going out of business. It may hurt some of the smaller stations. Some people are concerned about diversity on the radio. It may be something to that, but it hasn't stopped the discussion. As a matter of fact, probably added to the discussion. Here's host Sean Rima thinking out loud about how ridiculous it is that we're spending so much time worrying about defunding NPR when the amount in question is just a small part of their overall budget.
Do you think NPR should continue to get federal dollars? Should NPR, should you and me continue to fund NPR with our tax dollars? We had the Juan Williams thing a couple of months ago. We have Vivian Schiller resigning, president of NPR, after these videos were released of one of her top fundraising execs talking smack about the Tea Party and conservatives. Given that it's obvious, at least from a news perspective, which is not the entirety of their programming, but there is some bias involved there, should they not receive public funding? Basically, from the federal, state, local standpoint, and from also from the corporation from public broadcasting standpoint, would pull that money away from them, and then, in a sense, they'd have to survive like any other radio network and get advertisers or get donations. Currently, the amount of their yearly annual budget that they receive from federal, state, and local dollars is 5.8%. The amount of money they get from the corporation from public broadcasting or for public broadcasting, which is sponsored by Congress, is an additional 10.1%. So arguably about 16% of their total annual budget, one way or the other, comes from our tax dollars. Does that bug you? I'll be honest, I couldn't care less. I know that's going against the grain with a lot of folks on the NPR thing. But I don't care. I mean, it's the amount of my personal tax dollars they receive to continue to go on the air is negligible. They spend a lot of time begging to get the majority of their funding. To get, you know, most of it comes from donations, either underwritten by corporations or as personal donations from citizens. NPR is one of those media entities that I believe people feel they are supposed to listen to if they're of a certain ideology. Let's just say it. I'm a good little liberal. I listen to NPR. Just like I'm a good little conservative. I listen to Fox. Or watch Fox. Everybody's got their bias, their loyalty. I have no problem. The amount of money that your government is currently wasting is in the trillions. All right? Multiples of trillions. The 16% that NPR receives from your tax dollars and from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is, in my estimation, given all the problems that we have to deal with right now, negligible.
That's pretty much right on. Yes, Sean Rima, it is negligible. But you look at all of these things, you add them up, and they become a number. Is there waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse? No. Is there desperation at NPR? Nah, not really. It's a political football. And listening, you know, good little liberals, I'm not a good little liberal, but I listen to NPR because I find the content much of the time to be better than what we get on public radio. And you really look at the ratings, if you analyze the ratings in our business, in most cities where they compete, Boston's a pretty good example, there are four talk radio stations, actually five, two of them public, one of them doesn't do much. One of them is the number one rated talk programming in the city. The three other talk radio, the commercial talk radio stations, split up what used to be the share that the best talk radio station had in the 70s and the 80s. And so it's preferable. And you say, well, Boston's so liberal. That's not the point. The point is people are listening to it. The other point that I made, because I've talked about this on the air, my own experience, incredibly, trying to deal with NPR to get a program like this on the air at NPR, they weren't interested because I'm not a member of the club. And so in terms of what they do with the whatever number of millions of dollars that they have at their disposal, there's no need for it. That's really the bottom line. And we have so many other things to spend money on. It isn't waste, fraud, corruption, maybe a little abusive how they run it. But in terms of what we are kicking in, it's not a lot. But frankly, I found myself favoring this. I don't think we need to be spending money on any of these things. Not to support the post office. Let FedEx run it. You know, kind of take all of these things and pare them down. Your thoughts, 800-510-8255. An interesting part conversationally of this whole thing this week is a new James O'Keefe video, which targets NPR's underwriting policies. Yet another nail in the coffin, if you will. This was part three of his series. Says that it contains a full conversation between the undercover investigator and a lady who is the senior director of institutional giving, along with Mr. O'Keefe's call to George Soros. And this has stirred the pot, as you can imagine. George Soros is I used the term punching bag a few minutes ago, a favorite punching bag of the right of center folks. All right, let's take some calls on this. Agree, disagree, right idea, wrong idea, House, what happens in the Senate will be interesting to see one way or another. Is it something the president wants to waste capital on fighting about? Who knows? 800-510-TALK. Jamal is listening in Illinois with thoughts on the House vote.
I have watched the Republican House since they've taken charge with Speaker Boehner, and nothing hasn't gotten done. They just cutting programs and doing stuff that's not going to do anything. They're stalling and wasting time. This is a joke. It's a waste of time, and I want to know, when are they going to create jobs and come up with a job plan, period? That's all the American people care about is jobs, jobs, and more jobs. That's it. Nothing else. Everything else is a waste of time. And that's the only thing that the new House has done with the Tea Party Republicans, a waste of American people's time and our tax dollars.
Well, there's certainly a lot of that, sir. Lots of wasting of time, lots of wasting of tax dollars. As I said a few minutes ago, maybe it's time you pick and choose, but one man's poison is somebody else's blossom, if you will. Don, you're listening in Alabama, I understand. What do you think?
Oh, it's an effort on the Republican part to try to keep the real news out of the individual's psyche. You know, there's no telling how big a tax breaks that Fox News gets, and they're owned by a man who is, Rupert Murdoch, is not even a citizen of the United States. And the Republicans, you know, they want to limit the knowledge going out to the public. In the 60s and 70s and the 80s, before the fall of the USSR, you know, they had Pravda, which was the propaganda arm of the Communist Party. And that's what we have with Fox News now. Fox News is the propaganda arm of the Republican Party. And I think, you know, the Republicans, they try to do anything they can to try and limit the news, the true news, from the individuals out in the countryside. And I think it's a shame.
Well, this is Vox Populi. Everybody's got an opinion. People want to express it. Don in Alabama there. Don, you're not correct about Rupert Murdoch. He has become a citizen of the United States. But he is another guy who's a punching bag and deserves it, sort of. He's made a lot of money, and people find they're resentful of it, like they're resentful of George Soros making a lot of money. One of the things as a side, excuse me, a side issue here in the way we spend money, you may have heard this week that there had been some new discoveries of how earmarks are taking place. Remember all of the discussion before the election? No more earmarks, no more spending money, no more of this stuff. And yet there are example on top of example this week of how lawmakers have found ways to get their favorite projects funded, appealing to federal agencies for money that's already available. That's part and parcel of all of this. Let's continue with your thoughts, Harry, and his overview of how we're spending bits and pieces of money.
Well, the whole thing makes me sick. The Republicans in general make me sick. They depend on keeping their rank and file in ignorance. That's the whole purpose of Fox News, is to keep people in ignorance. And when I think about $5 million, you know, we spend $5 million on Dick Cheney's medical costs and his protection. And here's a man with the blood of 100,000 people on his hands. I'd really rather see the money go to NPR than keeping that fella on the planet.
All right, well, see, there's more misunderstanding. People are funny, though, aren't they? 800-510-8255. Here's Susan in Virginia listening to the Big Talker, 1580 there in Washington.
I think when you hear people calling in asking where are the jobs, why don't we dissect what the Republicans and what the Tea Party members are trying to do in Congress to get us jobs? They are trying to bring down what we owe as a country, 70 cents of every dollar, and people don't get it. That $5 million for NPR, whatever the amount is for NPR, every little bit counts. And when you hear middle America calling in and saying, we need jobs, and you see what people are doing at their kitchen tables, they do cut $5 here, $10 here, which in Washington is $5 million here, $10 million there for NPR. You know what? George Soros, all of those wonderful, wonderful millionaires and billionaires in this country, Bill Gates, why don't they start putting their money, instead of in other countries in the world, putting it back here in the United States and supporting NPR and all of those wonderful programs that they're crying out that everybody is trying to take away from them? We need to start looking at ourselves a little bit and trying to look at the reality of what it would take to get jobs back in this country, to cut taxes, and to help the businesses that want to grow in this country. It's we're basically just talking in circles in terms of everything that we want, everything we expect our government to give us. But the fact that 5 million, 10 million, 1 million, 1 billion don't make a difference. They do. And we need to stop looking and asking for everything and looking where we need to cut to make all of this happen.
All right, coming up in a matter of moments, the situation on those Muslim hearings here on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Whether you're in the office or on the road, here are three software programs to help you connect and collaborate from anywhere. First, Google Docs allows you to share documents online, edit them as a group, and track changes. Go to docs.google.com to download your file, then share it as a link or send an email to collaborators. That's docs.google.com. Second, Tungle.me is used to sync all of your calendars online and provide one place where people can schedule time with you without you needing to be involved. Go to Tungle.me for more details. That's Tungle.me. Finally, connect with up to 250 colleagues within seconds using a free service called Join.me. Just like WebEx without the monthly fees and registration forms, use Join.me to share documents or review presentations instantly. Great for meetings, training, and group editing. To learn more, visit Join.me. That's Join.me.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show. We are focused on the hearings in Washington, the focus on whether there are some Islamists in America who are terrorists. Here, radio host Michelle McPhee talks about how ridiculous it is that some claim these hearings were going to incite terrorism.
But you're not going to believe what happened. A Muslim-born congressman broke down in tears at the hearing. His crocodile tears. He is one of two Muslim Americans serving in Congress, which I would argue makes my point pretty concrete. That this is not a nation that discriminates against anyone. If you're willing to work hard, if you're willing to not blow us up, if you're willing to not declare war like Malik Hassan did, and the political correctness in this country, the political PC police that have been attacking Pete King, saying that he is engaging in McCarthyism, which is absurd. It's McCarthyistic, this representative, Keith Ellison, who's a Republican, by the way. But he starts breaking down in tears. I think that this guy is exactly what we are talking about. You can do whatever you want in this country. You can achieve whatever you want in this country as long as you are not threatening to murder us. And that's what these hearings were about.
All right. You agree with Michelle on that? 800-510-8255. Your calls in here. You don't have to tell us who you are. You can give us a fake name if you want. Your call is coming up next.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Extend your life with. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement. Thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
More on car insurance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And so we get to spend a little bit more time on one of the issues this week, the number seven issue, defunding, if you will, if that's what it is, the Islamic constituencies in America or not. Did I say defunding? No, I meant defend. There's so much discussion about defending and defunding. Which one am I using? Defending on one side, another side, people taking apart Muslim Americans. So we'll take your calls now here on this issue. 800-510-8255. Here's a caller who says he's Muslim American.
I am a Muslim American and had to deal with basically threats and not being able to leave my house, situations like that, right after 9/11. And my children being scared and so on and so forth, from basically threats from Christians. And I have friends, I have people who, other Muslims that I do know who, you know, have had to deal with threats from people right here in America. And, you know, I grew up here all my life. I have family in the military, family, my father and my mother were both in the Air Force. You know, my father fought two wars in Vietnam, so he fought for my right to believe and to worship the way that I want. And that a lot of that gets lost in this whole argument, so I don't think Representative King is really, you know, being truthful when he says that, okay, the imams and the mosques are radicalized. I haven't had any kind of experience like that. So, you know, that needs to be put out there that, you know, we're everyday Americans who want, you know, good jobs, who want to be able to take care of our families, who want our children to be educated, you know, and we want to live good, productive lives, be good, productive citizens. And if that gets lost, then this country's really going down the tube.
Well, there are those who agree with you and some who have been hyped on this. King did not do a very good job. He's not very bright. And the way this thing was conducted made it pretty obvious what his spin is. All Muslims in America aren't bad, and all Muslims in America aren't good. Is the majority feeling in our country that Muslims are okay in general? Yeah, I think so. But the hysteria continues, and the news media is happy to fan the flames because it's not really the news media anymore. As is pointed out frequently, there's the left, the right, the pejoratives are there for sure. Your calls on this focus, 800-510-8255. Here's Vance listening to our affiliate KFAB.
The central thing that Peter King's committee ought to be focusing on, and that is freedom, religious freedom. The thing is that his committee should be focusing on the free exit of Muslims from their particular Muslim communities. If those people who are in a mosque are threatened with with death as the penalty for apostasy from Islam, then that particular organization does not have the constitutional protection for free exercise of religion and can be regulated by the government as an extortion racket. And that is what his committee should be focusing on more than anything.
Well, there are a lot of people who think the Mormon religion is an extortion racket. So there are plenty of people that think various religions are extortion rackets. The Scientologists, how controversial they are. 800-510-8255. Faith in Indiana, what do you think?
The last time I checked, America was a place where all people could live. And I think that Muslims are people, Christians are people, and that we should tolerate one another. If you want to get angry in this country, there's enough things to get angry about. There's our budget. There's our loss of freedoms. There's our interfering in other people's countries and their business and their ways. We are not going to be satisfied in this country till we run ourselves all the way down into the dirt.
All right, man, thank you for your input. Let me quickly review the top 10 people. We've got the stories in the focus, but at number 10, Roger Goodell. Number 9, Peter King, aforementioned congressman. Michelle Bachmann at 8, Mitt Romney at 7, Trump at 6, Timothy Geithner at 5, John Boehner at 4, Mrs. Clinton at 3, Muammar Gaddafi at 2, and number 1, the President Barack Obama. That's it, the review of the hot hits in talk radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.